That's perfect love. It's complete knowledge of everything that'll ever happen in your life, and he loves you still, from head to toe, inside and out. That's perfect love, because it's complete love, and that's what casts out fear. He sees your complete life, your past, present, future. He loves you still, accepts you still, wants to be with you still. That's how healing and how satisfaction and happiness fills the heart of a human being. Perfect love that God has for us. And the fear of missing out starts fading away. Welcome to Think Like a Champion, a podcast dedicated to helping you win in every way and enjoy every day. Now, I'm going to continue talking to you about the fear of missing out, FOMO, as it's affectionately the acronym for it. And the fear of missing out, we're going to break free from that today. We started talking about it last week, but today we're really going to break free, because the biggest mistake that most of us make in life is we try to consume too much information. And the reason that we try to consume so much information is because we feel like we're missing out on something. And while it's true we can all learn more things and improve our understanding of something, that constant search for what we don't have, that constant comparison on social media, that search for what's missing in our life is the result of not truly understanding what matters and what doesn't matter. Because the truth is, when you discover what really matters and what doesn't matter, that's what brings you closer and closer to happiness, and more happiness than you ever thought. But there is this deluge, this flood of social media bombardment, and there's spiritual warfare out there too. There's a bombardment in that way as well, constantly telling us you're missing out on something, you're missing this, you're missing there, there's something wrong with you. You're not the same as that person. You should have more friends, more fans, more this, more that, more likes, more money, more fame, more popularity. The fear of missing out is really a demonic force that we have the power to overcome. The fear of missing out, it has existed before social media, of course. It's existed from the beginning of time. In fact, we can go all the way back to Genesis chapter 1, and we can see that when God created Adam and Eve, they came to a place in their life where they thought they were missing out on something, and that's what led them to eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil that God told them not to eat from. Said in Genesis chapter 2, in fact, that the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to cultivate it and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, "From any tree of the garden you may eat freely, but from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat from it you shall surely die." Now Satan, who is in the form of this serpent, comes up to Adam and Eve, as you know, in Genesis chapter 3, and contradicts what God said. God said they'll die if they eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. The serpent was more crafty than any other beast of the field, chapter 3 says. And listen to this. It says, "Indeed, as God said, you shall not eat from the tree of the garden." He says this to the woman. And the woman said to the serpent, "From the fruit of the trees of the garden we may eat, but from the fruit of the tree which is in the middle of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat from it, nor touch it, lest you die. And the serpent said to the woman, you shall surely not die. For God knows that the day you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was desirable to make one wise, she took from it and its fruit and ate, and she gave it to her husband with her, and he ate." Now I want you, and of course the rest is history, as they say, but I want you to see that this beginning of the fall of mankind, this destruction of man's relationship with God, this need to have more than what they already had, it came because the devil tricked this woman, tricked Adam and Eve into thinking that they were missing out on something. Now, God had just told them, you can eat from any tree of the garden, any tree, eat as much as you want, eat freely. But that middle one, the knowledge of good and evil, Don't eat from it. Listen, this is really important, because if you get a hold of this, you will uproot the very thing that is driving us to need to be included more, to feel like we are not missing out. First, I want you to see that the tree of knowledge of good and evil, God told them, more knowledge is not what you need. Don't eat from that tree. More knowledge is not what you need. More of my generosity is what you need. So eat freely of any of these trees. You don't need more knowledge. We're somehow deceived into thinking we never have enough education, we never have enough knowledge, we never read enough things online, we never have enough this, we never keep up enough with everybody else. We don't need more knowledge. We need relationship with God. We need a sense of belonging. That's what really is driving most people who are in the fear of missing out, is they have a need for belonging. But their disobedience, Adam and Eve's disobedience, it's so important that you see this. It was rooted in something deeper. It was rooted in somehow they felt like they were missing out on something. That is the root cause of all fear. Listen, send this message out to somebody that's dealing with fear. This is the root cause of all fear, all the fear of missing out. This is the root cause. God made a tree called the knowledge of good and evil, and he told them not to eat from it. In other words, we think knowledge is the secret to life, and yet God had a tree in the middle of the garden called the tree of knowledge of good and evil and told them not to eat from it. In other words, more knowledge is not what we're missing out on. More knowledge is not what we need. More relationship and inner peace that only God can give is what we really need. What Adam and Eve needed instead of eating from the tree of knowledge was they needed to go to God and say, hey, God, the serpent told us blah, blah, blah. Is that true? God would have said, no, kids, the serpent is lying. I already made you in my image. You want to have knowledge? Ask me anything, and I'll give you all the knowledge you want. You see, they subverted their relationship with God, and they tried to obtain knowledge in another way. And whenever we try to gain anything outside of our relationship with God, it's going to end up in bad results. I think so often we're inundated with all that is going on in the world because we're one fingertip, one send button, one click away from knowing anything that's going on in the world. And if you pile up all the fear that's going on in this world, all the lack, all the poverty, all the danger, all the wars, all the rumors of wars, all the disasters, the tragedies, all the mistakes, if you're one click away from knowing all the things that are happening in this world, if we truly try to keep up with everything, it'll rob us of peace. We were never meant to know everything. Not in this life anyway. We were never meant to be on a search to know everything and to be fully informed about everything. Knowing a person is more important than knowing a thing. Knowing God is more important than knowing anything else. And you know what? This is what delivers people from the fear of missing out. This is what frees you from the fear of missing out. Investing in your relationship with God. Stop investing in what some celebrity says, or even a celebrity preacher says, or what anybody says for that matter on social media. Forget about people that tell you they have a word from God for you on social media, or they have this or they have. Listen, that's why God put us in a healthy church. If you're not in one, get in one, because we're not meant to be searching for our word from the Lord through social media. We're not meant to be searching for our word from God on these platforms that are just clicks to get us eventually into the advertising that's in there to get us to buy what they're telling us we're missing out on. You see the whole vicious cycle? The whole system is built on the fear of missing out, and that's why ultimately people are telling you that there's knowledge you need. So go to their page and you'll have knowledge. Advertisers say, buy this and you'll have what you're looking for. All of it is feeding into this fear of missing out, this causing us to react to the fear, and we end up covering ourselves with fig leaves rather than truly getting to the root source of healing and to the root source of filling the gap in our lives. And that is, what is the root source to filling the gap in our lives? A relationship with God. Just a few statistics here for a moment. Over 60% of people now in the United States All social media users are experiencing the fear of missing out. 60% of 15 to 19-year-olds in Poland, for example, another country, fear of missing out. In Italy, it's even higher. 70% of all social media users there are experiencing, and currently, presently, at this moment, the fear of missing out. And these statistics are from 2 or 3 years ago. How much worse is it now? Listen, Adam and Eve did not need more knowledge. You don't need more knowledge. You need a sense of belonging. And really, the fear of missing out stems from a desire to avoid loneliness and to somehow find interpersonal fulfillment. The need to belong is what is really driving everything that is missing, what you think is missing in your life. Social media in and of itself is not evil. What's evil is how the devil has put it into the hearts and minds of people that they don't have a place to belong. Listen, the devil doesn't want you to know you can have a community called a church family. God puts us in family and then he puts us in a church family. It's not meant for you to have your community on Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok, or any other platform. God meant for you to have a family and the family of God. These things are not a substitute for true belonging. They're not a substitute for meaningful relationships. Well, if you can get a hold of this, it'll change your life, it'll change your kids' lives, it'll change people around you. One of the things that I mentioned to you in our last episode is Jesus said in John chapter 5, verse 41, you remember that? He said in John chapter 5, verse 41, this is from the New Living Translation, Jesus said, your approval means nothing to me. Your approval means nothing to me. But you know what? We can't really say that, can we? Because most of us, even though we might not admit it, people's approval does mean something to us. And I love that Jesus breaks this cycle in humanity. Your approval means nothing to me. It's pretty blunt and straightforward. But here's why. Their approval meant nothing to him, because he got his approval from God. When you get your approval from God, you'll never have the fear of missing out anymore. The fear of missing out. By the way, there's a huge backlash that FOMO has in people's lives. It damages their sleep patterns. It causes social anxiety. This is studied by science, medically proven, clinical depression, a decline in academic performance, envy, jealousy, anxiety, resentment, a decline in productivity. It all is, all of those factors are the result of the fear of missing out. And sleep patterns in and of itself is worth getting free from this, because if you can get really good, healthy sleep, it really is a catalyst to a much better, happier life. Anxiety is huge in our culture, more than ever before. Depression is huge. Whether it's social anxiety, inner anxiety over finances, anxiety over your relationships, your lack of approval of yourself. Listen, what is going on in the world today, folks? People in America and in many of the modern cultures, people are sitting at a table with others, but they're on their phones. They're not really talking. They're not really having communication. They're not really having interpersonal relationship. And we got to break free from this. And the only way to break free is to get our approval from God. The approval addiction that has plagued this culture has to be stopped. It has to be interrupted. It has to be healed. And the only way to get healed from approval addiction is to get the healthy approval, the only healthy approval that fulfills what's down deep inside of you, and that is getting your approval from God, going to God, talking to him, receiving his love, taking time to listen to him. Well, when you get a hold of that, it'll set you free. Now, here are some steps. Let me talk about this for a moment. Here are some steps you can take. I gave you in our last episode 3 or 4 steps that you can take to free yourself from the fear of missing out. But here's the next one that I want to talk about, and that is inviting the Holy Spirit to fill you. Invite the Holy Spirit into your life. The fear of missing out goes away when the Holy Spirit comes and fills that gap inside of you. There is a huge hole inside of every human soul, and that hole can only be filled with God. It's shaped like God, therefore it can only be filled by God. And so can we just invite right now the Holy Spirit to fill us? Jesus said in John chapter 14, John chapter 15, John chapter 16, he said, I will ask the Father and he will give you the helper, that is the Holy Spirit, and he will be in you. Jesus didn't say the Holy Spirit will just be with you. He said the Holy Spirit will be in you. Now, so right now, you say, oh, but I haven't given up some of my sins, some of my addictions. I haven't stopped drinking. I haven't stopped smoking. I don't want to ask the Holy Spirit to go live in there. All of that, that's not, the Holy Spirit doesn't need you to stop those things to come into your life. All he needs to come into your life and fill you is an invitation. Come on, let's just pray right now. Just invite him. Just say, Heavenly Father, just pray this out loud. Heavenly Father, I have already accepted Jesus in my life. I already believe Jesus is the Son of God. Maybe you haven't invited him. Go ahead and do that. Say, I invite Jesus into my life right now. Just pray. We'll get back to the Holy Spirit in a moment. But if you've never received Jesus into your life, just say, Heavenly Father, I receive Jesus into my life. I believe Jesus is the Son of God. Say that out loud. I believe Jesus rose from the dead. Amen. Salvation is so simple. It's a free gift. All you have to do is receive it. And the Holy Spirit, all he's waiting for is an invitation. So let's invite him right now. Let's take a moment right now. Are you ready? You don't have to clean up your life. The Holy Spirit, when he gets in there, he'll change you. He'll renew you. He'll transform you day by day, inch by inch, right? Just invite him. Just say this. Just say, Heavenly Father, I invite the Holy Spirit to fill me. Fill me, Father, with the Holy Spirit. Come on, pray that. Fill me, Father, with the Holy Spirit. Fill me with your Spirit. I receive him in my life right now, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now listen, not only is the Holy Spirit now in you because you invited him, the Holy Spirit will be with you, and the Holy Spirit does so many other things. The Bible promises, Jesus promised, that the Holy Spirit will show you what is to come. He'll remind you what Jesus has already said, and the Holy Spirit will guide you and reveal to you the truth, the true knowledge that you need. You don't need the tree of knowledge. You need the Spirit of knowledge. Adam and Eve ate from the tree of knowledge, but it didn't help them. It actually got them kicked out of the Garden of Eden. It poisoned their lives. Knowledge can be a curse sometimes. The Bible says too much knowledge makes you arrogant. But the knowledge of God, the knowledge of knowing him, the knowledge of the Holy Spirit, that's what we need. In fact, Jesus said in John chapter 16, verse 33, this is a great prompt, or verse 13, he said, when the Holy Spirit comes, he will guide you into all the truth. He will not speak on his own initiative, but whatever he hears from the Father, he will speak. He will disclose, and he will disclose to you what is to come. Wow, think about this. The awareness of knowing what's coming. The Bible says a wise person is aware of what's coming. The Holy Spirit here will show you what is to come. The Holy Spirit can give you insight into the future. You know, all the media can ever do is report on the past. All the media can ever do is tell you what happened or what's happening, but then can never tell you truly what's going to happen. But God can. The Holy Spirit can prepare you for the future. He can prepare you for what's coming to you in a month, in a year, in 10 years. Boy, if you get a hold of this and you start inviting the Holy Spirit in to lead you every day, if you just start your day worshiping God, of course, not just at a church service, but yes, at a church service, but worship him every day. Get in a church, get in a healthy church, and worship God there. But worship God on your own as well. Talk to God on your own as well, because when you start depending on the Holy Spirit and leaning into the Holy Spirit and welcoming the Holy Spirit every morning, you will find him filling that place that you earlier had the fear of missing out on. That fear will begin to fade away the moment you invite the Holy Spirit into every day of your life. The Bible says God will not withhold his own son. So how would he withhold anything else? If he gave us Jesus, he also will give us the Holy Spirit. He'll also give us wisdom. He'll also give us the knowledge we need rather than the knowledge that everybody else is telling us we should have. He will give us true knowledge. He will give us true peace. He will answer our prayers. And listen, I know this sounds too good to be true, but that's how good God is. He is that good. You know, at one point, Jesus even said in John chapter 16, he said something very powerful. He said, "Ask anything from the Father in my name, and he'll do it, that your joy would be made full." Jesus said we could go to the Father about anything and ask him for anything, and it will make our joy full. God is so good that he not only wants to answer your prayer, but he wants you to have joy in experiencing it. So invite the Holy Spirit to fill you. Invite the Holy Spirit to lead you. Invite the Holy Spirit to give you the gifts of the Holy Spirit. There is true joy that will come into your life when you start your day. And you say, "Oh, I failed. I didn't start my day with the Holy Spirit." Start your next moment with the Holy Spirit. Start your next hour with the Holy Spirit. It doesn't take long. Just take a moment. Just take, as I said, just say, "Holy Spirit, I welcome you in my life. Lead me today. Teach me today. Guide me today." Now listen, there is nothing that will free you in life. There is no thing, no knowledge, no information, no social media, no popularity, no money that will free you from fear. There is only one thing that can free you from fear, and it's not a thing, it's a person. God is love, and his perfect love will cast out fear. 1 John chapter 4, verse 8 says, or verse 18, perfect love casts out fear. Now, listen, the only one that has perfect love is God. Perfect love doesn't mean that you'll always feel it all the time. Perfect love means God loves you completely. The word perfect is actually the word complete in the Bible. God knows you completely. He knows all your mistakes. He knows all your past, present, and future, and he loves you completely still. That's perfect love. He knows the mistakes you're going to make in the future and loves you still. That's perfect love. In human love, we love each other until we find something out about a person that we don't like, something that offends us, something that hurts us, something that damages us in some way. That's human love. There's no perfect love from human beings, but God knows the mistakes you're going to make. You're not hiding them from him. God already sees everything that's going to happen in your life and everything that has happened in your life, and yet still loves you. That's perfect love. It's complete knowledge of everything that'll ever happen in your life, and he loves you still from head to toe, inside and out. That's perfect love because it's complete love, and that's what casts out fear. He sees your complete life, your past, present, future. He loves you still, accepts you still, wants to be with you still. That's how healing and how satisfaction and happiness fills the heart of a human being. Perfect love that God has for us. And the fear of missing out starts fading away. Amen. When you get a hold of this, nothing can stop you. And another thing I want to make mention of here is because it'll really help you if you realize that in life, everybody is, I think everybody's enamored by smart people, brilliant inventions, brilliant following on social media, brilliant, smartest people in the room, blah, blah, blah. But you know, you don't have to be brilliant in life. You don't have to be brilliant to be successful. You don't have to be brilliant to be happy. You don't have to be brilliant to win. You just have to not be stupid. Just don't have to be brilliant. Just don't be stupid. Listen, this is such a simple point, but it's easy to miss. Jesus said in John 6:63, when he said some tough things, some difficult things to swallow, and many of the people that were following him left him. Then he turned to the 12, and he turned to Peter and said, "Do you guys want to leave also?" Now remember, Peter's the guy that denied the Lord three times. He sank in the water. Jesus nicknamed him Satan. Get behind me, Satan. Peter's not that brilliant of a guy, but he's not stupid either, because when Jesus said, are you guys going to leave also? Peter said, where else would we go, Lord? You have the words of eternal life. He said, where else would we go? You have the words of eternal life. You know, you don't have to be brilliant. All you got to do is just don't be stupid. And you know what? Peter wasn't stupid. He knew Jesus was the source of true life. Our eternal worth comes from Jesus. Run to Jesus every day and just say, Jesus, I love you. Run to Jesus right now. How do we do that? You just come to him. Just look up or look out and just say, Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I trust you. Jesus, I thank you. You say that like three or four times in a day. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I trust you. Jesus, I thank you. You say it out loud right now. Watch this. Say it out loud. You won't be able to stop yourself from smiling. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I trust you. Jesus, I thank you. Father, Heavenly Father, I love you. Heavenly Father, I trust you. Heavenly Father, I thank you. You won't be able to hold back the smile, because there's something inside of you that is truly fulfilled when you are talking to God and grateful to him. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I trust you. Jesus, I thank you. Jesus, thank you for loving me completely. I receive your perfect love. That's how to pray. How do you pray? Pray like this. Jesus, I thank you. Jesus, I trust you. Jesus, I love you, because you first loved me. How do you pray? Pray like this. Heavenly Father, I love you. Heavenly Father, I thank you. Heavenly Father, I trust you. If you just pray like that every day, even if it's just for a few seconds, your life will change. And you do that every day, where you're weak, you're going to be strong. Where you have had sadness, you're going to find joy, because joy, the joy of the Lord is your strength. So when you have joy, when you put a smile on your face, when you start talking about how good God is, and when you start thanking him for giving you life, it makes you happy. It gives you joy, and joy gives you strength. And the world is weak emotionally. The world is weak spiritually because they have no joy. Joy. Many Christians are weak because they have no joy. Just try this. Jesus, I love you. Just say this out loud. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I trust you. Jesus, I thank you. Joy will come into your life. Pray like that and watch your life take on a whole new meaning and a whole new significance. And then get plugged into a good church where you can share this love with others, and we can invite other people to experience the goodness of God, the love of God, because love never fails. And the fear of missing out fades away when you embrace the perfect love that God has for you. He loves you still. He knows everything you're going to do. He loves you still. That's how good God is. Well, that's all the time that we have for today's podcast on Think Like a Champion, but I want to encourage you, send this to someone who needs to hear it. I'll bet there's somebody in your life that needs to hear it. 7 out of 10 people that we know of in the world are dealing with the fear of missing out, 70% or more. It's dramatic. But even more dramatic, how powerful God's love is when you experiencing it. When you experience it and share it with others, it'll set them free. It'll set you free and them. So send this to somebody, pass it along, get this message out to anybody that you think it'll help and encourage. And would you help me get this message out to more people by giving? Would you take a moment now, every time in our podcast? We are not supported by advertising. We're supported by the generosity of other people like yourself. We just give something small or something large, something that's meaningful to you. If you can give, we'd be grateful. Every dollar that you give towards this ministry is going to go out and get this message out to more people. So pay it forward. You can go to lifechangerschurch.com/give. Make your tax-deductible donation. 100% of it is tax-deductible, so take advantage of that. Go to lifechangerschurch.com/give. Help me get this message out to more people. Just like you, you are a champion. We're building a champion, a community of champions, and we need to grow this community of champions. That's why we want to get this message out to more and more people. Thank you for joining me. Until next time, keep thinking like a champion, because that's who you truly are. God bless.